want to open up to 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5. Obviously, with sentiment, the fact that everyone's talking about how great camp is, and it doesn't matter how many times we come down here, it just keeps on getting that little bit better and that little bit better, doesn't it? That we keep hearing fantastic things out of the Word of God and more testimonies of what God's doing in the lives of people. And it's such a wonderful place that we can come to, separated from the world and just encouraged by each other. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to read here, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, and it just reads here, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And our very first talk of camp, we spoke about joy, and about joy in the Lord and joy in the things that God's done. And I kind of want to maybe bookend it a little bit with giving thanks, being the title of my talk. In fact, the title of my talk is Thank You, God, for What You Did Today. When you start having a family and you start bringing up kids and you're trying to include them in things and help them to understand, I guess part of coming along to meetings and we thank the Lord for everything that He's done. The simplest thing that you do is it's grace, isn't it? Before mealtime, you're giving thanks for the food and bits and pieces. And obviously we've got our two boys there and we encourage them to give thanks to the Lord. And, you know, there's a bit of poetic license that happens there sometimes with how they do that. It hasn't got to the stage of 2, 4, 6, 8, dig in, don't wait, thankfully. But there's certainly a bit of teaching that goes along with, like, what's appropriate to say in bits and pieces. And it started off a little bit with one of the graces was, please God, make sure you give us a good day tomorrow. Which was, that's good, but it's almost like it was a little bit too pointed. Make sure. You better do this, God. Come on. And so we're sort of trying to redirect that to just saying, how about we just say thank you for all the things that you've done? How about we just say thank you? And the simplicity of a child in that sort of regard has been that the simple grace that is given is just thank you, God, for everything that you've done today. Don't know what you've done. You know, I don't understand. Maybe I'm still waiting for a couple of things to happen, but thank you for everything that you've done today. And praise the Lord. It's even things like even last night saying grace was about thank you that we've had a great camp. You know, I mean, as a kid being down at camp is fantastic. They just get to roam around everywhere. One child in particular will try and get as much food as possible from whoever will give it to him. But that's camp, isn't it? It's such a safe, wonderful place that we have to be able to bring up our kids and so we can be thankful. We did have to do a little bit more teaching than just, I guess, make sure, God, you do this for us. One of my sons had a bit of a sore leg and we've been praying about this leg and he's in the habit of just saying thank you without maybe thinking about it. But he said, thank you for healing my leg. And he said, actually, it's not better yet. Could you try a little harder? But we kind of feel that way sometimes, don't we? When we're praying to the Lord and we want to be thankful inside, we really want to just go, thank you, Lord. And I'm putting all my trust in you, but really, come on, I want a little bit more. But praise the Lord, we have such a gracious God. And I guess giving thanks and all that sort of thing, one of the things can be wrapped up in the term of gratitude. And the Harvard Health Publishing, whatever it is, from the Harvard Medical School, actually published an article in the 14th of August 2021, and just the title of it was "Giving Thanks Can Make You Happier." And it's such a simple thing, and we know this as Spirit-filled people, don't we? All the people said, we understand that giving thanks can make us happier. I'm just going to read a couple of things out of this article. Thankfully, it's not too medical. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending on the context. In some ways, gratitude encompasses all these meanings. Gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. And with gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. In the process, people usually recognize that the source of the goodness lies at least partially outside of themselves. As a result, being grateful also helps people connect to something larger than themselves as individuals, whether to other people, to nature, or a higher power. And it goes on to say, in one study, they asked all these participants to write a few sentences each week, focusing on particular topics. One group wrote about things they were grateful for that had occurred during the week, and a second group wrote about daily irritations or things that had displeased them. And it's no surprise here that after 10 weeks, those who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. And we understand these things, and I guess we don't need a medical paper to have this kind of awareness of speaking about good things is good for us. And we have this great experience of good things in our life. We have this awareness of God doing great things that maybe we are completely outside of our control. But I guess we're going to talk a little bit about the fact that God has put that in our heart that we could be thankful. And I'm going to digress a little bit in a second. I'm just going to read a few scriptures out about being thankful, ones that we know well. You don't have to turn there, but Colossians 3 verse 17 just says, "And whatsoever you do in the Lord, in word or deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And verse 15 of the same chapter says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Psalm 118 verse 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And verse 29 says, "I give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And I could go on and on and on, couldn't I? Just look up the word thanks in your concordance and have a read through and see all the things that men and women have been thankful for that we read about in the Word of God. Read all the encouragement that we get and the situations where we should be thankful unto God. And I guess if we want to go to Luke in chapter 17, human nature is that we would only be thankful after we have received something. Kind of makes sense. And I guess I'm going to bring out a little story here. It's the story of the 10 lepers, which we know reasonably well. Luke 17, and we're going to start reading from verse 11. And just says here, "And it came to pass as he," this is Jesus, "went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go, show yourselves unto the priests,'" which is what you had to do when you thought you were healed, or you wanted to check if you've been cleansed from this thing. "And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." Now, a point there is that sometimes it requires action to get the victory that we want. We know the promises of God, but it requires action. We have to move forward. And they were cleansed on the way. Verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.'" So one out of the 10 actually came back to say thank you. And that was the one that really didn't have an awareness of the promises of God. Maybe didn't even have think that the promises of God could be for him. And the other 9 there, they should have been first in the queue to say thank you. Their expectation of what God was going to do should have been higher than all the rest. And I guess we can take a bit of a warning from this for ourselves. We're children of the living God. We're spirit-filled. We know God's promises. And hopefully, whenever God answers a prayer in our life, we're being thankful. We're giving thanks unto him. I know that was my set when I struggled with a health need 20-odd years ago, whenever it was. And it was a struggle in my head, most of all. Not only the physical affliction that I had, but it was a struggle because in my mind I thought, well, I've grown up in the fellowship, I've been spirit-filled, I know the promises of God, how come it's not happening? It's not really an attitude of being thankful to God for the promises that I knew he'd promised me. And it was when God gave me a victory over my mind that I actually started to get a victory over my body and the physical condition. And part of that started with just thanking him for the salvation that I had now. And I guess that's that lesson that we take away. I do want to finish up this story here because it's a really big point to bring out. Verse 19, "And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.'" Now in the world, there can be lots of talk, I guess, about the power of positive thinking and all this sort of stuff that can, help in your life. And I'm sure it plays a big part. But the miracle actually comes through faith. The miracle comes by having faith in God. And that's what we have to rejoice in. That's what we have to remind ourselves of. I've got two more scriptures that I want to finish up on. We read in Hebrews 11 verse 6, I'll just read this one out. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he cometh to God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I guess that we have to have that confidence that Christ has promised these things and that they're available to us. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, shall we? So being a thankful is a wonderful thing. My wife, part of her testimony is that when going through a trial and tribulation, that she just wrote down one thing every day that she was grateful for. And when you're in the middle of trial and tribulation, that's incredibly hard to do. And maybe you think, oh, I could be thankful for being spirit-filled day one, but do you keep on writing that down? Do we keep on? And maybe it takes a little bit of effort times to think of one thing that we're grateful for. And now we've got like a bookshelf full of notepads, which are, you know, writing down one thing every day. Now, that's not to glorify my wife, even though she's pretty amazing, I think, but it's the habit of being thankful that carries you through trial and tribulation. And I just want to read these scriptures here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 says, then, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound or give back to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward, or though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And isn't that what we're thankful for? All the people said that we know the promises that are to come. So praise the Lord. Let's be thankful for all the things that God's done in our life. And let's share those wonderful things that God's doing as well. Amen.